If you're on Facebook, you've probably noticed the trending section that features what the social network calls trending news topics. But you've probably also noticed that the trending box is littered with clickbait articles and grabby titles and sometimes even fake news stories. Here to explain what's up with Facebook's trending feature is WNYC's Shumita Basu. Shumita, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Richard.
So I just kind of glance at that trending list. I really don't click on any of them. But what does Facebook determine what's trending?
Yeah, trending is supposed to give you a sense of what everyone's talking about. So Facebook has this algorithm, and it searches through keywords and articles that people are posting, and then it takes the most buzzed about topics and links and compiles them in your trending box. And it's totally garbage. Okay,
really?
Here, let me just tell you what's trending for me this morning. There's Harry Potter Baby, which is a link to an article about a three-month-old who had a Harry Potter-themed photo shoot. And I mean, yeah, it's cute, but it's not news. I don't want to click on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wrestler has apparently posted a, quote, very graphic picture of his eye injury, which,
Yuck.
Yeah, no thank you. It's not even nine. So I'm looking at these kinds of trending topics and wondering, what did I do in my life to get me here?
Let's see. I just logged onto Facebook. Let's see what comes
up for
me.
Yeah, what's trending for you?
So Will and Grace.
Okay.
And I find that interesting because there's rumors that they may...
And a lot of people are interested in that.
Burger King. I have no idea what that means. And, well, LaGuardia Airport. Of course, LaGuardia Airport.
Because that's an actual legitimate top story today.
I'm getting news in mine.
So apparently what's feeding that to you is this algorithm, which, by the way, was being supervised by humans until recently. And that's when it took a really bad turn when they took the humans out of the equation. Mark Zuckerberg said they got rid of that team because Facebook's meant to just be a platform, not an editorial tastemaker.
Okay, so that's understandable, but the unsupervised algorithm seems to be doing a pretty bad job, right?
Yeah, it kind of is. And do you want to hear a kind of sad way of thinking about it?
Not really, but go ahead.
Okay, I'll go ahead. The algorithm, which Facebook has admitted is not very smart right now, is sort of a mirror to our own online grazing habits. So really, we're the ones who are doing a bad job of consuming and vetting the news. And I wanted to hear more about this, so I called up Craig Silverman. He's the founding editor of BuzzFeed Canada, and he writes all about misinformation on the internet. And he told me one of the unfortunate realities of extremely slanted or even fake news is that people are willing to engage with it.
When someone reads something that really closely aligns with their beliefs, they're more inclined to share that article. And so stuff that is fake and false, conspiracy theories, hoaxes, tend to get really good signals on Facebook because they're often just telling people what they want to hear. And that's one of the things that this trending algorithm is really going to need to account for and correct.
And Richard, it's not just propaganda that's the problem. It's also our propensity for memes.
So memes like internet slang and inside jokes
yes.
and all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah, memes. BuzzFeed analyzed 1,000 posts coming from these hyper-partisan pages on Facebook. And get this, 19% of those posts fell into the no factual content category.
Just and a waste of time.
It kind of is. And most of those posts were memes.
A photo with a very strong opinion expressed in it. Or a really funny image, or an image that outraged people. And in our study, we found that the stuff that was kind of least factual was often getting the best engagement.
And that's why some people are just throwing up their hands at social media this cycle. Pew did a study of how people are using social media to inform their politics, and a third say they're just worn out by all the political posts.
Okay, so what do we do until Facebook tweaks or fixes its algorithm?
Well, Craig says you got to train your algorithm, and to do that, you have to have a balanced media diet, resist the urge to click on those super hyper-partisan sites, and use the power of the internet to do some fact-checking.
Okay, WNYC Shumita Basu. Shumita, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.